Listener Carol wrote, "Thanks very much for adding Ken Rudin's Political Junkie to the schedule. I like both the content and the time it is aired. Good choice." Listener Richard wrote, "We listen to 91.3 a lot, or I should say it is on a lot for background. My wife likes it, I think, and I sort of do, but I'm getting very tired of Diane Rehm and Click and Clack. I personally would like to get 96.7 at home in Southport and can't unless the wind is in the right direction. Maybe. When are you going to fix that? Public radio is very enjoyable, but if I can't get what I like, why should I contribute? I do give to UNC TV, and I can get it. If you could fix your problem, you would get more bucks from down this way. Sorry for being a bit negative, but you have a good station compared to the other stuff that I could get. Please do something. Thank you." For Richard and others, we hope to be able to get a better signal into Southport, but we're still working on that and have nothing definite to announce at this time. Thank you for listening and writing. We will keep you posted.
Good morning. This is the third Saturday morning that your announcer with the recorded message has said that it is Sunday and that we will have splendid table. It is Saturday, and we do not have the splendid table. Thank you.
Listener Fasote wrote, "You should change your name from classical to Baroque and guitar schmaltz all the time. Strange, out of the past 4,000 years of musical history, you choose to use only one period regularly, and then crap from the last 20 years. I hear guitar about every other piece you play. Why not the nose flute, or the ocarina, or the fart focuser? All predate the guitar and most orchestral instruments. Come on, if you're going to do obscure instruments, why not the on martineau or the theremin? Just about stopped when you played a piece by both Brahms and Poulenc the other day. I've never heard you play Scriabin and so many other composers. Not sure I've ever heard you play anything by an English composer, and not sure I've ever heard you play anything from the Romantic period. Classical and Impressionistic periods very rarely, if at best. Some of us progress beyond Vivaldi, Mozart, and the Beatles. Much of the time I simply like to read our feedback comments and have them speak for themselves, but since this is the second message we have received recently accusing us of concentrating on Baroque music, guitar music, or worst of all, Baroque music on the guitar, I decided that a response is needed. This is called the Reproof Valiant. So just for fun, and admittedly my idea of fun may be different from yours, I decided to look at an entire playlist midnight to midnight. I chose February 2nd. Exactly 6 works in that period, or 5.82% of the 103 works we played that day, included a guitar. 20 of the works, or 19.41%, were by Baroque composers. For us, the bottom line is that we believe that there is, overall, a good balance between early music, Baroque, classical, early and late Romantic, 20th and 21st century. In fact, on the website, we'll have a list of the composers represented that day, so you can see for yourself and check my math in the process. It'll be fun. Oh, and exactly 1 work was Baroque and for guitar. That's 0.97%. But who's counting? We'd love to hear from you on Friday feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org, or you can leave a call at 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.